Hey, it's James, the director of audio here at The Outline and producer of this very little program. Thanks again for tuning into Dispatch. It honestly warms my little heart. If you love this show, tell a friend. We're at Outline Dispatch on Twitter. You can find me at _ James T. Green on Twitter, and that's without the E at the end. If you have any feedback, email us at podcast@theoutline.com. Thanks again for listening, and enjoy the show.
No, you listen to me for a change. For years, I've never had a motion of my own.
The Outline World Dispatch. Every Monday through Thursday, we bring you a story on the theme of power, culture, or the future. Handpicked from theoutline.com. Today, we got a special show planned for you. If you ever have online chat at your job, like Slack or IM, you know that dreaded message you get from your boss that just says, hi. Well, future editor Casey Johnston had that happen to her recently. So we decided to stage a little surprise intervention with our boss. Let's get right into it.
Culture.
Casey.
Yes.
I came across this article and I just had to talk to you about it. What is this thing that like drives you so crazy?
About my boss saying hi. I think it's just, yeah. It's something that's happened like throughout my whole professional career. Like I've always worked from home my entire adult life. So my quote unquote workplace has always revolved around online chat.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just something about when someone says just hi and nothing else and they like wait for you to respond. It feels like it's such a small thing, but it feels like a power play because you're sort of like going into a conversation that's been opened and you have sort of no insight into like what's about to happen.
Because of this, okay, this boss that we're talking about mm-hmm. is Erica. Mm-hmm. Erica is the managing editor here at The Outline.
Mm-hmm.
And little to her knowledge, she is on her way to the studio because I told her that I needed her for a recording. And we are going to stage a live intervention of why she decides to message hi. How do you feel about this, Casey?
I'm a little nervous, actually. I mean, like, it's a lot of pressure to put on her because it really, it's like an outpouring of a feeling that I've had about, like, every boss that I've ever had just onto her. And I don't think it's like it's not a thing that's really actually specific to her. And I had so many people respond to this piece being like, oh my God, I've experienced this exact same feeling with my boss who does this also, or even like my significant other or like a friend. Like it's not something that's really unique to her or even to like workplaces, but it is something that she does. So I'm curious to hear more about her, like how she thinks about it, especially now that we've sort of like opened this conversation and whether she plans on changing her habits or not.
Yeah. Well, it's not really opening the conversation. It's more like ambushing.
I know. It's like a surprise attack.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Erica.
Wow. I feel nervous.
Please have a seat.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Casey.
So, welcome. I think you may think you're here for one reason, but the reason you're actually here.
Oh no, am I being did I get tricked into something? Oh my goodness. Okay.
We're just going to have a little conversation.
Oh goodness. Oh my God. Okay. What are we talking about?
We're here to talk about your use of the word
hi Casey.
This is a hi, really. This is like how it feels manifest into the real world. You
all
know
right.
I mean, like, we bring you here and I was just saying, I was like, you do this, but you are like a an avatar, like this is like a microcosm of like so many people's like experience with this like sort of conversation. So I wanted to like get a little more insight. I know I basically surprised you with the article almost too.
Yes,
that
it's
was
funny.
A high.
Yeah, it was. When you mentioned it, I totally assumed it was Josh. that we were referring to. Not until the draft came in did I know that it was me.
It was, yeah, it was like not even something that I could say that you habitually do, but it was like a specific reference to like a couple days earlier. So anyway, I wanted to ask how, like, is this something you ever thought about before I wrote this? That you, that like when you do this?
Not when I do it.
You don't do it like consciously?
No, no, okay. I don't do it consciously. I guess once you brought it up, it occurred to me that I have experienced the other side of it.
Interesting, interesting.
But I think when I do it without knowing that it could stress someone else out and actually probably thinking that I'm being like warm and friendly.
Interesting. I appreciate that. I mean, like, I was sort of a little bit, it was something that I thought people would relate to, but I was surprised the number of people who are like, not only connected to it, like in a workplace sense of like people really connected to the notion of being like a boss being like, can I see you in my office for a second? And it's like, just like always like, oh, my God. And there were plenty of people who were like, this is literally how it began when I got fired, was like a high of some sort. So I think it's just like we maybe all have that sort of negative experience that taints in the innocent high for like for all time, you know?
Yeah, the sort of can we talk about something? Can we talk?
I mean, it's like it's crazy. Like I felt crazy writing it because it was just like such an innocent word. I do know that.
I think also the thing about it in Slack in particular is that sometimes you just don't know if someone's around, you know, and that there is the kind of like, are you there?
Our office assistant, Winton, has described Josh's strain of this. Josh, our editor-in-chief, he says, so. He begins conversations with so and will say so and just let it breathe for like 6 minutes before he substantiates the so. And in those few minutes, Winton is like having a spiral, as one would.
But when you brought it up, I was like, hi. Hi is so innocent. Hi is a greeting. Hi is friendly and polite and like engaging. Where so, if someone types so to me, I'm like, oh, it's coming. Either it's juicy gossip or you're about to get like, you know, totally.
I mean, I totally
told the business.
It's so easy to like not realize the sort of like emotional like pit you've put somebody in by like starting a conversation. And I try to like be sensitive to that, like as somebody who has like hasn't been in like a managing role for that long, especially like online. It's like one of those things you could totally forget that it even does that. But then when I come back, I try to be like, oh, sorry, I like got distracted and like that wasn't a bad thing. I just like this is not a reflection on you.
Right. I didn't mean to leave you alone with your thoughts for 20 minutes worrying about whether or not you were about to be fired.
Right. Yes. Oh, man. Well, Erica, thank you so much for playing along with this this quote-unquote intervention, as it were. It was very nice to have you. I'm glad to hear we're all stumbling towards some sort of, like, ultimate truth with regard to communicating online.
Cool.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Casey.
Since you're checking out The Dispatch, make sure to check out another show we enjoy here called The Nod. How did Polo become one of hip-hop's favorite brands? Where does the wedding tradition, jumping the broom, really come from? Many Black folks, like myself, have a tradition of nodding in public spaces as a form of acknowledgement. So check out The Nod, a podcast from Gimlet Media. Co-hosts Brittany Luce and Eric Eddings aim to acknowledge all the beautiful, complicated dimensions of Black life. It's a fun and poignant example of the biggest moments and most underexplored corners of Black art, media, and culture. So check out The Nod over on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Thanks for listening to The Dispatch. We're produced by me, James T. Green. And remember, if you have any feedback or want to share the show with anybody, find us on Twitter at Outline Dispatch. Also, rate us 5 stars in Apple Podcasts. All right, thanks. Have a good one.